David. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. Elizabeth Alfano is with us. And I have not been able to stop thinking about you, Elizabeth.
I love it.
Doesn't that sound strange?
It sounds wonderful, Wendy.
You're okay with it?
Sounds wonderful.
Good. Here's what happened. There was one day in the kitchen that Elizabeth brought some non-meat burgers. And I was 100% skeptical. I love hamburgers. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, whatever, I'll try it. I had had the Boca burgers in the past. I've had these veggie burgers, and it was just, it wasn't good.
Yeah, there's nothing even remotely comparable to a Boca burger and the Beyond Meat burger,
okay,
which is what you had.
It is what I had, and there's a video of us on your Facebook page, and I'm saying, oh, this tastes like meat. I wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
Now, part of it was, Bill, it was grilled. So
that makes a big difference.
It does.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth has been kind enough to bring, this is the Beyond Burger.
Yep, the Beyond Burger. And Bill, I don't think you've tried it yet.
I've never had one. I've heard about it so much.
He's like Mikey, he hates everything.
Well, because to me, a hamburger should be hamburger flavored.
Fair enough. And we're going to see if this tastes hamburger flavored to you.
I have also been given the substitute, some of the ones that Wendy mentioned, and I have come away very disappointed.
Yeah.
Because they're shaped like hamburgers, but they don't taste like hamburgers.
No, and in fairness to them, I think they sell themselves as veggie burgers. I don't think they really sell themselves as a hamburger substitute.
Right.
But Beyond Meat is trying to go one-to-one. And there are some other folks out there, too, that are close to getting the taste right. There's the Impossible Burger, the Light Life Burger. But Beyond Meat is really leading the way, and you'll see when you go ahead and taste it that it's really a one for one, not only in taste but in texture, how it feels in your mouth,
the
when
color,
you chew, the mouth feel, the color, the weight
looks
in
like
your
a burger.
Hand.
It does look like one.
Totally
right.
Looks like
so
a burger.
What are they doing to pull this off? There must be some secret or two involved.
Well, so it's funny that you mention this. I'm actually doing a freelance piece for another station right now where we go into the lab and we see exactly all of the steps that they're doing. And, something that we forget is that animals eat plants and then they make protein for us. So cows, gorillas, giraffes, rhino, hippopotamus. These are huge animals, and they're herbivores. All
so
they do is eat plants.
So this is made out of gorilla?
No.
I'm okay with that.
I'm saying that there's a lot of protein in plants. And so what they're doing is they're finding protein. So this burger that you're about to bite into, Bill, has 20 grams of protein.
Okay.
So they're finding protein in the plant world, and they're bringing that to the shape of a burger. So all they're doing is all the growing proteins are there in nature. They're just reformulating it.
All right.
So that's what they're doing in their lab. Then they're adding color from the plant world, like beets and a little bit of pepper and onion and garlic, all these natural things that you find in the plant world, and they're bringing that together to make a burger.
So instead of beef, like if this was a regular hamburger, this would be a beef patty.
Correct.
Instead of the beef, this is
pea protein, mung bean, lots of other proteins from the plant world that are just restructured to be in the shape of a burger.
Right.
And what you're going to find is that there are a lot of meat aromas and meat tastes in the plant world that you can just reformulate, and that's what you're tasting here.
It smells like meat. I am ready to go here. I have really doctored it up thanks to you.
Yeah, we got a lot of why thanks to me?
Because when I had this before, Elizabeth, it was just basically mustard and ketchup. That was it, and it was good.
Very basic.
Well, Bill was a baby about it and wanted lettuce, onion.
Yeah.
Elizabeth brought tomato for me. There's
cheese.
Avocado. There are pickles.
Bosco syrup.
Mayo. I can't wait for you to try this.
I'm anxious to try it. All right.
Yeah,
so
go ahead. I'll talk and you guys chew.
Is there anything I need to know? You're not going to surprise. Like a lot of times my wife will make something and then surprise me with an ingredient that she knows I don't like. Is there something in here that you go, oh, by the way, ... is in there?
No, I think this is stuff you've actually had your whole life. You just didn't know it had protein. Okay, this next segment is all about chewing, people.
Be honest with me.
That's very good. It is very good. And it does taste like, honestly, you could fool me.
I know.
Tell me it
blind
was a hamburger, and I would believe you.
You wouldn't know.
So that's what I'm doing with my family, because I'm Catholic. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. And on Fridays, we typically have to have fish or some non-meat thing, but I am going to grill these Beyond Meat burgers.
Are these Pope approved? Has the Pope said this is okay on a Friday?
He sure should. I haven't discussed it with him personally.
Talk to the Pope,
but
please.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I just interviewed 12-year-old activist Genesis Butler, and she has gone to the Pope and said, Pope, please go vegan for Lent, because he talks about in his encyclical letter that we should be kinder to all beings, not just people, but also that we need to sort of start thinking about changing our lifestyle ways for the benefit of the planet. Right. So the Pope just might be going vegan for Lent. I mean, it makes so much sense because many Catholics do give up meat on Fridays or all 40 days, depending on who it is.
Yeah. And old school Catholics used to not eat meat on Fridays forever.
Yeah, right.
Just every Friday.
Right.
It was, for the whole year.
From a caloric standpoint, I know roughly what a hamburger would give me calorie-wise, the size.
Take another bite.
Is it a lot lower?
So there are a lot of health benefits here. So you're switching over from animal protein to plant protein. So that right away is going to give you a lot of cardiovascular help.
Sure.
In the calories wise, we're looking at about 270 for, 270 for the Beyond Meat burger.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
Probably, Yeah, I don't know what a regular hamburger is in calories, to tell you the truth. What is
500,
that?
600?
Oh, well,
depends what you put on it, too.
Yeah. No, this straight burger is 270, and it's 20 grams of protein.
Okay.
So
you know how after a hamburger, 20 minutes later, you feel kind of full, like, I shouldn't have eaten a big hamburger like that? Do you get that feeling with this?
Well, so it's interesting. People are always saying, like, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm not going vegan. And I always say, like, okay, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Don't then. That's fine. All the real growth in this category is coming from meat eaters who are looking to go a little bit healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So not people who are giving up meat every day, but people are giving up meat on Fridays and maybe meatless Mondays because they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So most people come to this from a health perspective, in that you're right, after you eat meat, not just hamburger but lots of meat, people kind of feel like, I can't really move.
Yeah.
I can't do much.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have that here. You feel really light.
But you feel full. You feel satisfied. That's the difference between this burger and other burgers I've had in the past that are not meat.
Yeah.
I didn't feel satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah, because they weren't going for that one-to-one replacement. So again, I just interviewed the founder, Ethan Brown, and he was saying the whole objective of the company is so that you cannot tell the difference. It's meant to be indistinguishable. And so they're really trying to go one-to-one in smell, in weight, in taste, in texture, and they're not stopping till they get there. So I think they're even still revamping. What you guys have now is a 1.0 burger, but they're coming out with a 2.0.
Something even more.
Yes.
There is, I'm sure you can tell, there is a slight taste difference. It doesn't taste 100% like what you're used to, but the trade-off is well worth it.
Yes. So you get so much health benefit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as we all start to think about the environment, there's been a lot of realization that animal agriculture is detrimental to the environment in terms of climate change. And as we look to reduce our impact on the planet's, you know, the negative impact, plant-based eating is going to be very helpful in that. And then I think also a lot of people do come to it because they feel better physically and they also feel better morally. Like,
I love animals.
Well,
I can't
really
think of them as animals as I'm eating a steak, and I can't be a vegetarian. I probably will never be.
Wendy won't eat animal crackers. I bring them in sometimes when she gets sick to her stomach.
Well, see, this is the best thing. So this is what we're talking about here. We are celebrating Fat Tuesday and Lent at the same time because we're not eating meat and we're being really decadent. And that's what plant-based eating is going to be as we move forward. Forget the days of Boca Burgers and those things. Like, that's done. There's a lot of plant-based options that are coming out now that taste really good so that people like you, Wendy, who say, like, I just love animals, can now do both.
Let's take a break. We'll discuss this further.
Be
Elizabeth
honest.
Alfano is here. I like it. I really do. You know, there was an adjustment when I went, I like chocolate milk a lot. And for a while, when I switched over to like the cashew version of chocolate milk, there was a little bit of an adjustment. It didn't taste quite right. But then all of a sudden, I liked it even more, you know?
Are you a closet vegan? I love it.
I don't know if I'm that deep.
But so you're switching over to cashew milk.
I think
when we come back.
His wife makes them.
Yeah,
I love it. Is she vegan or plant-based or whatever?
No.
So maybe when we come back, we can talk about the statistics. You'll be amazed the plant-based category, how much it has taken over of the milk category.
I'm sure.
Yeah, there's some incredible numbers to this.
Yeah, I'm seeing that already. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more discussion. Jump in if you like at 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, Elizabeth Alfano, host of Awesome Vegans, the podcast that we have here at WGN+. What else do you do? My God, you're everywhere.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of plant-based cooking demos on TV lately. Just we head into Lent, and so a lot of people are looking for tasty tips and tricks to give up meat during Lent. So you can, of course, go to my website, ElizabethAlfano.com. That's been really fun. I've been doing lots of radio interviews, and then, of course, my podcast. So, and I do a lot of public speaking at Food Fest, so I've been
very
busy.
Nice. What do you miss most from your non-vegan days? What food is there that you just go, oh, I would love one of those again?
And what was the last meat or animal-based product that you ate? What was the last thing? Do you remember?
I have no clue.
It's been that long.
Here's what I can remember.
Don't you miss squirrel a little bit? Just a little bit?
Bill, we're going to have to talk.
I probably miss pepperoni pizza, I don't miss the feeling I had after eating pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
And that was, oh, God, I'm really sick.
Yeah.
So I don't miss that at all. That kind of washes out.
Isn't there a vegan pepperoni out
there?
Yes,
there's lots of that. Now, this is what I was saying before. The plant-based products out there, they're so much better, and there's so many of them. So some of the statistics that are fun is that plant-based foods are up 23% from last year.
23% in one year.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's plant-based meats are up 23%. Plant-based foods in general are up 17%.
Wow.
Yeah, and a really fun statistic that I love is that in 2017, so that's a while ago now, Grubhub plant-based orders were up 19%.
That's tremendous. Do you foresee a day that when Lady Gaga wears a meat dress, it'll be a plant-based meat dress?
Yeah, I don't think she'd be walking around in a meat dress today. Oh, no, I foresee her actually wearing lots of plants.
Oh, good.
It's coming any
That's
day
excellent.
Now.
All right, I have been raving about the Beyond Burger. Elizabeth introduced me to it a couple months ago, and really, I've brought it up at home. My husband actually was the one who suggested, let's do this during Lent. Can I break it up and make sloppy joes with it?
Okay, so this is just a great question. So first of all, they have the Beyond Meat crumbles, so it comes as crumbles as well. If you want to make, you guys probably know Joel Murray, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had Joel Murray on my podcast, and he's not vegan at all. And I said, "Hey, I just love being around you. You're so funny, and you know you're Chicago. So mm-hmm. what's wrong with that? Tell me your favorite meat dish, and I'll make it for you." And he said, "Pasta bolognese." I said, "Okay, I have got your number. I will make you plant-based pasta bolognese," and I made it with Beyond Meat crumbles. So you can get the crumbles, and you can cook with them at home, or you can get the Beyond Meat burgers and Whole Foods. I mean, it's all over the place, really, at this point. You just kind of got to look for it. But I also want to give a shout out to Epic Burger, because they brought in everything today, and you're going to see a lot of Beyond Meat burgers at restaurants around town. Specifically, Epic Burger has been championing that. And have you guys ever eaten at Epic Burger?
How many times? Yeah.
Okay, so you build your own burger.
Right.
Okay, just so Wendy knows. So you can build your own burger. You can put together whatever you want. And they've got a Beyond Meat option, and you can build your own Beyond Meat burger. And I love them because they're so guerrilla in their marketing. So they've been going outside of churches and saying, like, hey, we got your number for Lent. Come to our place.
Wow.
You can have a Beyond
love
Meat
it.
Burger.
That's very bold.
Yeah, so bold.
Good.
I love it. No one was doing that when I was in Catholic school, Bill.
Nobody was. Which is the version they have at White Castle now? White Castle has a version of this, don't they?
They do. It's called the Impossible Burger.
That's the one,
and they've got that at White Castle, and I think it may be some other locations. I know Beyond Meat is now starting to go into the quick serve restaurant area. So A&W in Canada, and also Carl's Jr. Across the U.S. So I'm telling you, this is the future.
Yeah.
You're going to see it pop up more and more and more.
Good.
Be honest.
Yes.
You were thinking.
Apprehensive.
Very.
Yeah.
You're like, it's.
It's here's why, though. My wife, as much as I love her, likes to trick me, and she'll give me a food that isn't quite what it looks to be. And that's what I was afraid this would be, that it's shaped like a hamburger, and it looks like a hamburger, but it's not.
I would never trick you.
No, well, thank you for that.
But it is not. It is plant-based. There is no meat in it. Isn't it pretty? Is this not the
very
closest
tasty
thing to a burger you've eaten that isn't
had
a burger?
Yeah.
And don't you feel like, again, like what we're doing today, we're getting the double whammy. You're giving up all that guilt. You're giving up all that heart disease. And you're not giving up anything on taste.
Right.
I mean, it's like miracle of miracles, folks.
So what will we feel guilty about? There must be something for us to still
feel. I got plenty. You
yeah, yeah.
Something?
That's
right,
another
we'll
show,
right.
Bill.
All right.
And what drink did you bring? Because I have a feeling there's no dairy in this.
Oh, you are spot on and super good, right? So it's a coconut lemon blend from Epic Burger. They're doing, it's not quite a shake. It's more like a...
almost like a smoothie.
It's like a
really
smoothie,
good.
But it's super good, isn't
yeah
it? Epic's the bomb.
It's
let's
got a
face
lot of
it.
So there's no
flavor
dairy in this at all.
No, there's no dairy.
Pretty good, right?
I know.
Yeah. Can I ask from a cost standpoint? What? All right. So if you were going to get a box of hamburgers, a box of six or eight hamburgers, as opposed to a box of this, would you be paying more or less or the same?
I love this question. And absolutely, this is a new product that's rolling out. So, I mean, it's not that new, but it hasn't taken over everyone's plate every day. So you don't have the kind of scale that you have with regular meat. So it is going to be more expensive. I want to say two hamburger patties. So 8 ounces of meat total is probably going to be about $5.99.
So not bad.
Reasonable.
It's not untouchable. It is cost penny per penny. It's going to be a little bit more, but you're going to see that change as the scale ramps up, and you're going to see scale ramp up. I'm telling you, people, it's the future. You're going to see scale ramp up really quickly. Here.
Can I have my plant-based burger medium rare? I mean, how do you cook it? Is it pre-cooked? Do I not have to worry about it?
Oh, no, you have to cook it. You definitely have to cook it. But I think you can, play around and cook it to your taste. So some people like their burgers really sort of blackened, so you can just kind of play around with that. And then shout out to the folks again at Epic. It's a great pretzel burger, which also has no dairy in it that we brought
bun,
in.
Yeah.
It's super good. Quick thing we left off about your cashew
What's
milk.
What's that?
So, as I'm talking about the future, another incredible statistic. Plant-based milk is 13% of the milk category. I'm not talking about growth over last year, because, percentage growth is, if you have a small number, you can have a large percentage growth. I'm talking about how much market share it has of the market. That's 13% of the milk market is plant-based milk. So plant-based milk has done a great job of getting into the marketplace and giving people a healthier option. So I think you're going to see the same with plant-based meat.
Somewhere, Orion is grumbling because he does not like the word milk attached to anything that doesn't come from a cow or a goat. In my case, Wendy, I love the goat milk. Given that the word is not quite the right word, what do we call it? It's in the milk category.
Yes, and I think this has already gone to legal courts, and they're debating this sort of as we speak. And meat, the word meat has also been legally challenged in Tennessee, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe I have that wrong. I have to double check. So I think the consumer's not a dope. I think most people know what milk is. Like, we use the word onion milk. At least my mother did with me when I was... not that you would drink
milk.
It. Not that you would drink it, but, if you're cooking and the onion has juice in it, because it's like a white filmy, you call it onion milk. I mean, no one thinks that you're going to drink onion milk for breakfast or that you put it in your coffee.
But an onion milkshake is so good.
That's growing faster than Beyond Meat, actually.
Her name is Elizabeth Alfano. You can find her all over the social media land. She hosts Awesome Vegans with Elizabeth Alfano. How long have you been a vegan?
Oh my gosh, I've been a vegan for 3 years, but really I wanted to be vegan my whole life. I just didn't know it was an option.
It was hard, probably, too, for a while.
It was so hard. Do I have time for the fastest of fast stories?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. When I was a kid, I never wanted to eat meat, and I would chew it, and I would just cry at the table. I just didn't like it. I didn't want it. My parents freaked out, and they're like, no, you have to eat it. And they would punish me pretty severely. You have to stay at the table, finish your meat. You're going to die otherwise. They were nervous for
me. Clean your plate. Yep.
So I just had this feeling like, I have no choice. I have to do it. And then when I found out about the plant-based world, I was like, oh, thank God I can stop doing that.
That would make a great ABC After School special.
Wouldn't it, though?
I would watch that every day.
What's your website?
ElizabethAlfano.com. ELYSABETH Alfano.com.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Great to see you.
And thanks to Epic Burger. Pretty good, wasn't it?
So good.
Epic Burger, we love you.
Coming up, the stories that matter with David Jennings from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.